This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. How do you do? How do all of us do, I guess, is the question here. So we have the top stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, for another banner week of conversation. We seem to, there are always 10 things. You can find 20 things, 30 things, 40 things that are on the minds of the people who are not only the hosts of the program, but folks listening. But it seems this week it boils down to probably four or five that are really hot on the minds of people. So Michael's going to go through the list. And that's actually two lists, one the story list and then the people list, and then we'll start picking it apart. Michael, okay?
All right, we'll pick it apart. I like that expression you used. I realize, you know, sometimes we use terminology, and we say, well, that's a funny old expression. You said, how do you do? Isn't that a funny line? How do you do? People would say that. Oh, how do you do? How do I do what? Well, here's how I do the survey. At number 10, we have Newsom and Xi's meeting, or Xi's meeting. At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 8, the states are suing Meta. At number 7, we have crime and homelessness. At number 6, the U.S. migrant crisis continues. At number 5, the 2024 presidential race. At number 4, the Maine mass shootings. At number 3, Trump's legal battles. At number 2, the Israel-Hamas war and protests about the war. And at number 1, Johnson elected House Speaker. And that story has come to a new juncture. On the people survey, Vladimir Putin's at 10. Gavin Newsom and Xi Jinping are at number 9. At number 8, we have all the GOP candidates and RFK Jr., who's a quasi-GOP candidate. And he's your Michael Bloomberg of 20.
Yeah, he is my Michael Bloomberg this time around. Yes, that's right.
Yep. People who listen to this show know what that means. He's your Bloomberg.
Yep.
And I'm your Huckleberry. At number 7, we have Robert Card. At number 6, we have Benjamin Netanyahu. At number 5, Mike Johnson. At number, a household name. At number 4, Janet Ellis.
Maybe at home with his mother.
Exactly. Or his brother Howard. At number 4, Janet Ellis and Kenneth.
I stayed at his house one night. Did you ever stay at
the house? It was a nice house. It had a nice red roof.
Good ice cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Actually, they had great clam strips.
Yeah, that's right. They did. You're right.
Yeah, very good. What
was the jingle? Remember? Landmark. Here it is. Landmark for hungry Americans. Howard Johnson. Remember that?
No.
Jingle? You don't?
No. I'm blown away. I don't remember. I usually,
took me a few seconds to bring it back up again, but it's been probably 45 years since I even heard it. But that was the jam.
Stuff. Wow. Uh-huh. Are there any more Howard Johnsons? I think there are a couple here or there.
A few. Not many.
Yeah. The changing landscape of Americana, the changing landscape of the world, it's an amazing thing to witness. It's like watching the clouds go by on time-lapse photography. All this change and churning going on, and we don't notice it on a day-to-day level. But, boy, you step back and you look at it, and it's happening faster and faster. At number 4, we have Janet Ellis and Kenneth Chesbro. At number 3, Michael Cohen. Hey, boy, he just milks his involvement.
He's like a dodo.
Remember back in the O.J. Days, there was the housekeeper, the house person. What was he wound up becoming a big celebrity for like years.
He was an Armenian name, wasn't it? He became a talk radio host for a little while, about 5 minutes.
Yeah, he did. I can't remember his name. Michael Cohen has sort of milked a multifaceted. I hear he's pretty sick. He's got some physical problems he's dealing with.
Stress is going to knock you for a loop.
Well,
yeah, no matter what.
He's a media natural, Michael Cohen. He's a media natural. He just, you know,
when I was with Donald, he used to lie. He was a liar.
And, he's such a street guy, you know.
Right.
Arthur Engoron is with Michael Cohen at number three. And Trump is at two and Biden's at one. And it's a crazy week.
Landmark for hungry Americans. Donald Trump's house.
Landmark for hungry Americans.
That was the jingle for Howard Johnson's.
It was.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the number one. Well, I guess it's number two on your list. It's a back and forth thing here. The military and government involvement of the United States in Israel and what's going on. The invasion of Gaza. Troops are waiting at the border as we do this program. The 6,747 people that have been killed. This is from Hamas. They say, look at these bad Israelis. They've killed all these people. And so, listen, in Gaza, you can look at some of the photos from inside, and there's no water, there's no food, and the people leaving, well, where are they going to go? I guess this is a question that people have been discussing. So then we're also hitting targets in Iran, in eastern Syria. They're linked to the Iranians. They've been launching missile attacks. My friend Uri Geller yesterday sent me a note. He lives in Old Jaffa, which is a town that was a Palestinian town, actually, a suburb, in a manner of speaking, of Tel Aviv. And he, in the video, the rockets, he sends me this video. The rockets are going over him as he's sending me this video. He and his wife and his brother-in-law are outside walking down the main street. And so he takes his phone and he puts it up, you know, aims it toward the sky. One of the chilling, most chilling things that I've seen for a long time. They're actually watching these things, and then you see the Iron Dome blow them up. But it's, listen, these are everyday stories. And the Israelis have been living this way since, things began in the late 40s, frankly.
Right. Yeah.
And so here's an interesting, I'm putting this forth, Michael, for your consideration. I've shared it a couple of times on the Good Day program and in other circumstances where I've been on the air this week. The United States, after World War II, was the predominant power in the world. We won. There's no discussion, really. We won the war. If it hadn't been for our involvement, we'd be all doing a lot different, speaking a lot of different languages than we are right now. And so the United States had great influence and was basically the motivating factor to the United Nations, getting people together and setting up the headquarters in New York and that sort of thing. Where behind the scenes, as people were trying to figure out what to do with the European Jewish population, you know, where do they go? Where is there a homeland? So the idea was put forth to sort of take this Palestinian land and give it to the Jews. But that wasn't really, that was according to some of the memoirs of John Foster Dulles, who was the Secretary of State at the time, that wasn't the real reason for helping the European Jews and putting them into Israel. The real reason that Israel or that area was decided to be the best place for them to go had nothing to do with them. It had to do with our desire to have a political and military influence and literally the land, the landscape there was great for building bases so that we could have, if not control of the Middle East, certainly influence in what's gone on or going on or was going on at the time at the Middle East. Because remember, the Russians were trying to expand their tentacles in the Middle East. We didn't want that, so we set up Israel for our convenience. What do you think of that theory?
I think that I think you've been reading weird publications or listening to strange broadcasts. There might be some truth to that, but there's some truth to everything. The complicated circumstances go into something as
it's not cut and dry, not simple.
Creating a nation on historic land. historic contested land. So, you know, I hear what you said. There's nothing for me to comment on other than, okay. I found you said something in the lead-up to it that I find more interesting, and that is you said, had the U.S. not won the war, we would be speaking a variety of different languages today. That's a very interesting conversation. I remember growing up, people would say, had we not won the war, we'd be speaking German today. Do you believe that? We would have been speaking German today?
I don't know how it is.
We speak a lot of languages in this country.
We do now, that's for sure.
I'm not quite sure what you meant by, you know, had we
well,
not
won I just
the
think
war,
that
we'd be
there,
speaking
there,
a lot
would
of languages.
Let's say it in a simplistic way, it would be a different world than it is now. Is that
yeah,
fair?
Right. Yeah. And had the first drop of water that landed on the first rock hundreds of thousands of years ago fallen to the west or to rather than to the east, the Grand Canyon would be north and south. I don't know. Yeah. You know, what ifs. But I'm very hesitant to get into, you know, political theories based upon somebody's notes or somebody's book or somebody's bias when it comes to...
It becomes another conversational point.
Exactly.
That's
but the Middle East is terribly complicated. All I know is that no matter what side you're on, and no matter who did it, and no matter how much justification has to come in, and this is, I'm saying this not as a pacifist, I'm saying this just as a thinking person, we all lose because of this. We all lose.
Tremendous and strain on everybody.
It's a strain beyond,
stress.
you can't even, here's a cliche, you can't wrap your brain around it. It's that painful. And maybe if we all approach things from that perspective, this type of result would not happen. But that really is, and I'm, and the older I get and the longer I walk this planet, the more I realize that that's pie in the sky. We haven't changed a bit since we crawled out of the slime. We just have better iPhones. Seriously.
Yeah. Meanwhile, tonight, as we do this program, there is an empty Shabbat table in Times Square with spaces for each of the hostages that are currently being held by Hamas. I thought that was pretty dramatic, actually, to look and understand how that all fits into the whole overall discussion of what's going on. It's 18 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller at Calitrin. One of the things that confuses people sometimes is when you are trying to contemplate the actual value of this program versus another. But it takes a commitment, I think, as much as anything else. You got to really decide that you want to lose the weight, but then how do you keep it off?
Like you said, a lot of those other diet products out there, they're short-term fixes. They're quick fixes. They're lose 10 pounds in 10 days. You know, with Calitrin, it's not going to be a quick fix. You're likely not going to see just a whole lot of weight loss results in the first week or two. But you give it time to work, and you're going to start seeing that healthy weight loss.
So what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free. But we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. All the information is on our website, toploss.com. You can also call us with questions. The number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
24 after the hour now on the, 23 actually, to be if I'm splitting hairs on the time. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Mike's the, Mike's. I mean, I never call you Mike because nobody calls you Mike. You're called Michael.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever been called Mike?
Yeah, the first half of my career, I was Mike Harrison. It was when my rock and roll
when
days.
You were,
When I got more involved in talk, I started to become Michael.
Michael, yes.
But,
All right. No, it's good. I think it's better. Are you? In my mind, you're a Michael, not a Mike.
Uh-huh.
So, having...
Okay, Douglas.
Having said that, I'm a Dudley.
that's a great name, Dudley.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I told you what happened with that. When I went to college... They were all looking for nicknames, and instead of calling me Dudley, they didn't know what to do in Ohio with Dudley. They never saw a Dudley before, so I became Dud. That was my nickname when I was pledging, and Dud turned to Doug because it was easier. People didn't really hear Dud. They heard, well, Doug, and that sort of stuck, and when I went on the radio in Ohio, I was going to school, I became Doug, and so the Doug stuck. If you will. I don't mean, what would it be like? How would it be different if it were the Good Day program with Dudley Steffen?
Wow, that's back to what, if we lost the war, would we be speaking German? You know,
yeah.
It's like, I remember. I have to get a 30-second story in here. When
yes.
we did that major radio promotion with the Clinton White House to talk about Hillary's new medical propositions.
Right. Yep.
We had about 100 talk show hosts from around the country. This is in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all you know, piled up at the gate to get in.
The gang was there, yes.
And you had to hand your driver's license to the... They don't mess at the White House.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
You know, and they start calling everybody by their legal names.
And, oh, right.
And several hosts. I remember one woman, vain woman in the business, was totally freaked out that her real name was being announced to her colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when they said your name, and I heard it out of the corner of my eye, at my ear, and it was Dudley Steffen. And I said to myself, Dudley
You didn't know.
Doug's name is Dudley, but I didn't know it was your first name. So I thought your name was Stephen Dudley.
For years, I believed
that was your
real
legal name.
Yeah. Right. Oh, there you
Stephen
go.
Stephen Dudley.
Got it. Straighten that all out.
You were talking. You're about to get us into the conversation about Maine.
Yes. Where the state you and I were talking off the air about the feds getting involved in this. Lewiston, Maine, quiet mid-central Maine community. I at first speculated that this might have had something to do with the 4,000-plus Somalis who have moved into Lewiston, Maine. I'm not sure that's the case at the moment, because when you look at the sort of randomness, or was it random, of going to the bowling alley and then the restaurant, this guy obviously was out of his mind. The government knew he was out of his mind. They had him in treatment for weeks during the summer, and they still didn't take his guns away. Man, there's a class action lawsuit waiting to happen there. Wow. It would seem to me this is so preventable. So preventable.
Well, I mean, I find there's a hesitancy now on the part of all parties to even begin talking about guns.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I do. I see it all the time.
It's like, why talk about guns? There's nothing that can be said. So any substantive political discussion coming from these mass shootings has now been watered down further to just being our thoughts and our prayers are with the families.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, it's frustrating.
Sure is. All right, 28 past the hour here on the countdown. We continue.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in a deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. The shelter-in-place order has been canceled, but hunting has been banned in cities around where the body was found. Israel is still at war with the Iranian-backed terror group Hamas after it launched surprise attacks on Israel earlier this month. Mark Regev is a senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He joins Fox News and says Hamas is committing war crimes.
What is new about Hamas is they don't hide their crimes. They take pride in their crimes and they parade their crimes.
More than 1,400 Israelis and over 7,000 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict. Thanks for listening. It's much appreciated. Tim Berg, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're discussing the charts for the week of October 23rd to the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder that all of these stories, the whole list is at talkers.com, along with all the latest information about America's most popular format, what's going on in the news talk world, the issues, the people, things going on behind the scenes. So you want to check it out, know what's going on in the world of news talk radio, you go to talkers.com. Now, I'm going to share something with you that has not been discussed. I don't know if I'm the only one who discussed it, but it's worth airing here just for informational purposes. So if you'll bear with me as we talk about Israel and how important it is, the conflict is the number one thing being discussed. What is not being discussed is who's working behind the scenes. There are at least 12 organizations, Michael, doing outstanding work that are unheralded, grassroots organizations that are bringing Jewish and Palestinian volunteers together. Many of them we saw when we were over there. We didn't know what the names of the groups were, but there are parents. There is a group called Combatants for Peace that have members that are Israeli and Palestinian. There's the Hand in Hand group in Israel that works in schools where there are Jewish and Palestinian children. There is the Road to Recovery, which is a volunteer organization that actually transports Palestinian patients, children, adults, to Israeli hospitals for a life-saving treatment. The list goes on and on, but the reason I'm bringing it up is because I object to the fact that we focus so much on who am I. I just am another voice. But for my part, I don't want to talk about the war. I want to talk about the people who are helping to try to either bring it to an end or trying to help those who are in need, or focus on the groups that get together, because much of the world thinks all Palestinians hate all Jews, which is far from the truth.
Well, that's certainly far from the truth. You and I have discussed how in many wars of that nature, you know, localized regional conflicts between people that have similar cultures. Civil wars are always the bloodiest. This is not a civil war, but it's close to it from the standpoint of just the histories of the people and the culture of the people,
mm-hmm.
ethnicities, etc., that just as in the United States, you see white, black, and brown people working together in harmony. One would get the feeling that all the races are at each other's throats.
Oh, yeah.
The news covers it in America.
Al Sharpton, we're at war with each other.
And one would get the impression that the Israelis and the Palestinians are at each other's throats, down to the people-to-people level in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so untrue.
Yep.
You know, I mean, we have to talk. You can't talk about the peace efforts if you don't talk about the war. So I
suppose,
The whole thing is tied together.
Yeah.
But it is encouraging to hear that there are people working with people to prevent or to undo the horrors of this type of thing. Yeah, that gives me hope for humanity.
Lots and lots of them. Yep, yeah. Exactly. All right. We have an election denier who's become the Speaker of the House. The situation, I just find it amazing, frankly. Still, as much as I think that we have way too much it's the Pied Piper syndrome of we're going to all follow this guy off the cliff or wherever it goes. I don't mean Johnson, I mean Trump, but Johnson loves Trump. Trump endorses him. The guy's an election denier. So does that mean there's no credibility? I don't even really know, because he got elected. I would have thought some of the people that were against some of these other folks whose names had been put up would be consistent in their votes, but apparently they weren't. This guy, depending on how you define good or bad, or wherever you want to go with that, this guy, in my mind, would have been the last guy. If I were a member of Congress, he'd be the last guy I would have voted for. Mm-hmm. But Jennifer Horn told me in another hour of this program, or a related program, that we should wait and see and not judge him because he's got a lot of good going for him. I don't know. There's so much one-sidedness. That's
an interesting take. Don't look at his record. Don't look at his history.
Yeah,
don't
right.
Listen to what he said. Let's give him a chance. Let's see. Maybe some good could come out of it.
Yeah, no.
We've reached the point in American politics of dealing with wish thinking and hypothetics and denial.
I don't find the fact that he doubts climate science and opposes clean energy and that sort of stuff. What does bother me is, again, looking, and this would be something that would be a theme for a lot of members of Congress, if not most of them, where he gets his money. He has received so much money from the fossil fuel companies. That in itself is troubling because then there's no objectivity. He was on with Sean Hannity. I don't know if you saw that or not, the business about aid to Ukraine and even we maybe shouldn't be helping the Palestinians in an objective way. He says that the gun problem isn't really a problem. Okay, I've pretty much gone down my road. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what to think.
The question is, where is the Republican Party heading? What is the direction of the Republican Party? The Republican Party is embattled within itself, as evidenced by the chaos of picking a new speaker. This speaker was picked because they had to pick a speaker. It wasn't like he rose to the top through a process. You know, they had to pick
shining
somebody.
Light.
Yeah, they had to pick somebody, so now they got him. But the role of Donald Trump's influence on the GOP and the battle between the MAGA wing of the GOP and whatever's left of the moderate wing, this is the issue we're watching play out. And people who are Republican partisans have to deal with that. But even more so, people who consider themselves to be conservatives. And I don't mean partisan conservatives. I mean just conservatives, they have a problem on their hands.
Yep.
Because the policies and the direction of the Republican Party may not necessarily be in sync with what's good for the conservative movement in America. Mm-hmm.
Well, and to that point, Republicans in North Carolina this week, This state is almost 50-50 Republican and Democrat, but because the Republicans control the state house, they approved a gerrymandering map that gives them maybe three, maybe four more House seats, which keeps, unless the Republicans really mess it up, them in charge maybe just by one seat when the elections take place next fall. And nobody really understands, unless you had a good civics class in high school, you don't even understand what gerrymandering is. I would guess if you went to just up and down to a man on the street interview and you ask somebody, okay, do you know what it means to gerrymander? You know what gerrymandering is? How many people do you think would know the answer to that, Michael?
I think maybe one out of 300.
Yeah.
So, pull that one.
That's how these guys get away with this stuff, though, because nobody knows what they're doing, really. People don't know what gerrymandering, how people divvy up these. They all get together and they do what's best for them. And so is this best for the voters? The voters don't even know, because we're not being taught these things anymore. So anyway, I'm on my soapbox now, brother.
That's okay. I mean, this is a soapbox, and one of us has to go out on the limb.
Uh-huh. All right, before we talk about the MH interview and stuff going on with you, I have one more item here, if I may. The business you have, the research has brought the number six story to focus on the migrant situation. In Texas this week, they voted to allow the local police to arrest migrants, to challenge them without really, you know, show me your papers. If they suspect somebody of being a migrant here illegally, they're going to stop them, and they're going to interrogate them, and they're going to maybe put them in jail. So people say, oh, that's terrible. Well, you don't even know who's coming across the border. Who knows whether Hamas or the Iranians or Al-Qaeda, whoever is sending in the massive of millions of people coming across the border like ants out of an anthill. How do you know some of these people that really have bad intentions for America aren't coming across the border? Legitimate question and concern, isn't it?
It's a legitimate question and concern. It has one foot in panic and paranoia.
Yeah, it does. That's true.
And it has another foot. It's 3 feet.
Yes.
It has another foot in speculation. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are many other ways that Middle Eastern-type enemies of the United States can be in this country without coming over the border chaotically.
Oh, yeah. You can get in any number of ways. But, again, something that is a focus. And one of the great things about what we do here, and not just on this program, but in the world of News Talk Radio, one of the reasons it's the most popular format is because you can take one item and go in a dozen, if you're creative, a dozen different directions with it. And that certainly you can do with that item. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. I have a reminder about this phone number, 800-419-3684. Did you know when you dial that number, you can get 3 days and two nights free in Las Vegas? And you also could win tickets to a Las Vegas show. Maybe you can see some of your favorite entertainers. It's all part of what happens. You know what? The number one thing, like we say with the lottery, you can't win if you don't buy a ticket. So in this case, you won't win the 3 day and two night stay in Las Vegas, or perhaps some other places, because they're now working on availability for other places other than just Vegas. But if you dial that number, 800-419-3684, talk to an operator. 800-419-3684. Translate that easily. Maybe you can remember the number better. 800-419-DOUG. That spells Doug.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You can find our list, the charts, if you will, at both the GoodDayShow.com website and Talkers.com. On the people list this week, Vladimir Putin. Did he or didn't he have a serious heart attack? Gavin Newsom is number 9. RFK is number 8. Well, RFK Jr. Let's see. Robert Card's number 7. Benjamin Netanyahu is number 6. Mike Johnson is in the 5th position on the people list from Talkers. Jenna Ellis is number 4. Michael Cohen and Arthur Engeren, both of them involved in the Trump stuff, at number 3. Trump himself is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1, with some interesting accusations hurled at him this week. So that's the list, the people list, for the week of October 23rd to the 27th, according to the research done by all the staff at Talkers Magazine.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin. You find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better, or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy. There's
candy.
Cookies. There's snacks. There's it's everywhere, right?
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited 5 free, get 3 free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the top stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At number 10, Governor Newsom traveling to China. At number 9, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Number 8, this is a big story this week, 42 states are suing Meta, home of Facebook. Number 7, crime. Number 6, the migrant situation. Number 5, the presidential race. Who are the contenders? Number 4, the mass shootings in Maine. Wow, what a can of worms that is. And speaking of can of worms, number 3 is the Trump legal stuff. Number 2, the war in the Middle East. And number 1, the new House Speaker. That's the way the story list shapes up. From Talkers Magazine this week. Hi, now we're at 48 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who has, in addition to his responsibilities at Talkers Magazine, created quite a following with his podcast interviews at mhinterview.com. And they're connected usually to the Talkers route. And the talker that you have is a guy I love, this guy. So tell us about Harry.
Harry Hurley, who is the morning powerhouse at WPG in Atlantic City, which is an affiliate of this program. So
yep.
Hello to everybody in Atlantic
City.
And your morning host, Harry Hurley, is a hero in the industry. He is one of not only the most talented...
He's a wonderful guy. He's a great guy.
But he's a philanthropist. He's raised over $1.4 million through his charity that he's distributed to worthy causes throughout New Jersey and beyond. So Harry Hurley at WPG, we salute you. We salute WPG. And mhinterview.com is the place you can hear some really interesting insights how these charities work and a little bit of how this guy ticks, how his mind ticks, because he's quite a good guy.
Yeah, and he's been, as you say and you point out, whenever I like sitting, we have our little dinner after the Talkers convention every year, and I like sitting next to him. I think last year I was teasing him and his wife because they were having their anniversary. Weren't they? Do I remember that? When we had the Talkers convention this year. And he's just, I don't know, there's just something about him. He's got a bright smile all the time. I'm a member of the Harry Hurley, the Double H fan club. How about that? Wouldn't it be interesting if it was Harry Howard Hurley? Right? If that was his, if his name was Triple H.
Harry Horatio Hurley.
We'll hear from him on that one. All right. It's 10 before the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fifty-three past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official attorney. He's the founder of Scamicide.com. We could talk for our entire 5-6 minutes here about the scams around the war in the Middle East and that sort of thing. But there are a couple of other items here that are screaming for our attention, including number 8 on the story list this week, Steve. The situation with Meta and the 42 attorneys general who are suing on behalf of their states. This, I have words for Zuckerberg, but I'll just keep to myself. So
yes.
How's this going to, what happens if they're successful suing him and it?
This is very serious, and it brings up a lot of significant legal issues, too. So there have been federal investigations of Meta. Meta is the name for Facebook. But when we're talking about Facebook, we're also talking about Instagram, which is part of it as well. Right. And the challenges are,
I think they own WhatsApp, too.
They do. Yep, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. There's questions about them exploiting kids for profit. Now, it isn't just the fact of exploiting kids for profit, but the fact that whether excessive social media use is something that brings depression, anxiety, insomnia, body issues. I mean, there are all kinds of claims, and unfortunately, they're not entirely clear. So, for instance, the U.S. Surgeon General issued an advisory that excessive social media use can lead to poor mental health, but a report by the American Psychological Association found that social media is neither inherently beneficial or harmful. But it does seem to be a dangerous place for a lot of kids. And Meta had a whistleblower a few years ago. You may remember the woman. And since that time, there's been a huge federal investigation, and now the states are getting involved, too. And interestingly enough, 33 states are filing a joint class action lawsuit, but 8 states are filing separate lawsuits. So Meta is going to be defending itself all over. You know, Meta is trying to take what they feel or spin the high road, saying, you know, it'd be much better if these attorneys general would try and work with us, and we're trying to put in age-appropriate standards and limitations. I'm not sure how correct that is. But the bottom line is this is First Amendment issues involved. For instance, California and Arkansas tried to put in new child safety laws on social media, and judges there said it violated the First Amendment, because you need to have pretty good scientific evidence to show that it is harming them. But of course, by the time you get the definitive scientific evidence, you've got a generation of messed
right.
up kids.
Exactly.
It's pretty serious stuff.
All right. With regard to the shootings in Maine,
yeah.
I'm wondering whether the government isn't responsible, because they had this guy under surveillance. They sent him to a camp to try to straighten him out for a couple of weeks as a guardsman. They didn't take his guns away, and they should have. Somebody should have taken his guns away, because it's pretty obvious this guy was pretty much of a lunatic.
Yeah, and you know, there's so many ways. 2020 hindsight is easy as far as what more the government could have done with this guy and to what degree. But that being said, you hit the crux on it. If we don't have laws to take away the guns of people like this, and you know, even you have former President Trump saying, you know, guns aren't the problem, it's a mental health issue. Well, basically I don't think anyone's disputing that there are mental health issues when it comes to these kinds of shootings, regardless of how you feel about limiting gun access. And this is just, this is horrible. And the fact that there aren't the kind of safeguards in place to do that. You know, if, let's say, they were and they didn't do it, which I think what you're alluding to, this is something that the government wouldn't necessarily have much in the way of liability. But it certainly could be possible. It could be a kind of a negligence for which they are responsible.
Yep. Well, there's all kinds of stuff. I got a kick out of Michael Cohen, who's on our list this week, and his about face and Trump, saying it was like an episode of Perry Mason. I thought it was just amusing, as some of that stuff is.
And wait till we get to Georgia. We're going to have Georgia on our mind, and that's going to be testifying. And yeah, it's going to be the best daytime TV ever.
Right. Let's hear it for the soaps. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, obviously, with legal advice. Well, it's actually free legal advice. Maybe it's worth what we pay for it here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.